This week's Torah portion is called Kiddushin. We find one of the most difficult yet well-known commandments in the entire Torah, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Rabbi Arthur Hertzberg of blessed memory raised the following question on this verse. Why does the Torah have to use the word kamocha, as yourself? Perhaps the Torah could have simply stated, V'ahavta l'reacha, you shall love your neighbor. The answer is, ki kamocha hu, for he is like me. Just as I have faults, he too has faults, and therefore I will afford him or her the same degree of deference and respect that I would expect others to extend to me when I make a mistake. Each of us needs to judge another with the same degree of tolerance and understanding that we would seek and expect for ourselves. This understanding of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is quite pertinent to the season we recently ushered in with Pesach. Jews around the world are now engaged in the study of Pirkei Avot, Ethics of Our Fathers, in which the great sage Hillel teaches, don't judge another until you have been in his position. I have always had great difficulty grappling with this statement. If someone does something wrong, why is it so important for us to realize the totality of his or her circumstances before passing judgment or engaging in criticism? The answer? It is certainly justifiable to criticize others. In fact, the verse just prior to the commandment to love your neighbor makes provision for proper rebuke and admonishment. There is nothing wrong with rebuking the policies and ideas of those groups or individuals with whom we disagree or whom we feel convey the wrong message. However, even as we criticize others, we must do so with the recognition and acknowledgement that we too carry flaws and imperfections, and that we are ultimately as susceptible to the same limitations of the human condition as those whom we seek to challenge and ultimately correct. The great Rabbi Yisrael Salanter taught us, be vigilant in protecting the honor of all people, especially those with whom you disagree. He never said it would be easy, but his words offer the best direction and guide for beginning to end the shameful, sinful hatred that we see in this country and around the world, which ultimately affects and endangers all of us. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel of Kehilat Moshe. Please check us out on the web at kehilatmoshe.org, where you will find our podcast, both past and present. And check us out on the Kehilat Moshe Facebook page and on Twitter at KM Sheepshead Bay. Please feel free to leave your comments there or any questions you might have. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.